On the Nature Trip with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
I spy the playful North American river otter. We walk up a small hill in the Cheshire County countryside and then descend toward a bowl in the landscape where water naturally settles to form a pond. This pond is frozen, and as I look out over it and the surrounding forest, the land appears barren and quiet. But if one looks more closely, there are lots of clues left behind by active wildlife. I look toward the ground and quickly discover tracks in the snow. The indentations in the now crusty surface indicate that something had bounded 2 feet over two. The tail marks and the long glide path convince me that these clues could only have been left by one playful mammal, the North American river otter. We follow the tracks along a side hill and read the otter's travels, even uphill in some areas. I am spending the day with a good friend and trapper who has agreed to let me shadow him through the winter season. I know very little about trapping, but this particular winter, I'm destined to learn a lot. Not just about trapping, but about reading the signs left behind by wildlife during the winter, such as these otter tracks. Despite their name, river otters can be found in any type of water body, even along salty coastal waterways. As long as there is food and suitable habitat, otters can make a home in many environments. Active year-round, otters spend considerable time on the hunt for their preferred food sources, fish and crayfish. While nimble in the water when mature, otter pups can't swim when they are first born. After a few months of dutiful maternal care, pups are pushed underwater and taught to swim. They, of course, pick up their life skill quickly and spend the rest of their lives swimming. River otters are rather shy and elusive, and as a result, female otters shield their young from humans and other otters for months. Considered the most aquatic of the weasel family, otters are agile and quick on land, too. Winter seems to be their favorite time of year on land because their sleek fur and the snow cover creates the perfect combination for sliding about. Their slide track is usually about 6 to 10 inches wide, and many naturalists find 10 feet to be the average length. Their sleek body and strong tail make them extremely agile and able to twist and turn elegantly. We walk along the edge of the pond and find more evidence of otter. This time it's a scat pile, and like any curious naturalist, I poke at it and find it filled with fish scales. Close by, my friend and I also discover a territorial marking area. Otters delineate their territory by visiting sites repeatedly to urinate, defecate, and roll around on the ground. During warmer seasons, these areas are void of vegetation and often called brownouts. If you ever have the opportunity to follow otter tracks, or actually see an otter, take a moment to revel in this awesome, water-loving mammal. Thank you.